Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is there Marie?
Yes, this is Marie.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we're calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you will not vote?
I'm certain about it.
Certain to vote. Thank you. What is your age?
46.
46. Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian, Native American, or other?
Black.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. From 1 to 10, how do you feel?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figure and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know or just tell me. Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, you're asking me, am I familiar?
Are you somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable on those persons?
I'm extremely unfavorable.
And Marcy Kaptchur?
Strongly favorable.
Democrats in Congress.
Strongly favorable.
Republican in Congress.
Neither favorable nor unfavorable.
We can say somewhat or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
First Energy.
Somewhat favorable.
Derek Marine.
I'm sorry?
Derek Marine. Marine.
You said direct Marine?
Marine, yes.
I am unfamiliar.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or Republican?
Probably a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupchur or Republican Derek Marine?
Marcy Kupchur.
Marcy. Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marine?
If they're running against Marcy Kupchur, there's no chance.
No chance.
I'm definitely voting for Marcy Kupchur.
Okay, cool. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur? Somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference at all?
I don't think those things are true, so I say no difference.
Okay, thank you. Now, we have a couple of statements here. I'm going to go over them, and you can say that you think that they're much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, or you don't know. In the state legislature, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking for us. Do you think it's true or not true? No difference, more likely, or somewhat less likely?
True.
Thank you. In the state, Derek Marine support anti-union laws that drive down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting the employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marine will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. It's not true, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely? Or you don't know.
I'm sorry. What are the options again?
You think it's not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, somewhat less
more likely.
More likely. Okay.
Yes.
As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution for real estate special interest, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rented properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Do you think it's not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marine's corruption. Do you think it's not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. And, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow these first responders and fighters, they suffer post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get work compensation? Marine even voted no on that. Do you think it's true, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. Also, Derek Marine has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even through the votes for Ohio voters, overwhelming to keep abortion access legal. Marine supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marine even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Do you think it's true, or likely, or no difference?
True.
Thank you.
Can you spell Derek Marine's name for me, please?
Which one? Derek?
Yes.
Derek Marine is D-E-R-E-K. Marine is M-E-R-R-I-N.
Okay, Derek Marin. Gotcha.
Yes. I appreciate your patience. Just a couple of questions more and we finish the survey. I appreciate it, really. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or would you still vote for Marine? For Marine?
The best reason to vote against him is because I know for a fact that Marcy Kaptur is working for us as citizens. And unfortunately, historically, the Republican Party has not. The Republican Party works for the wealthy. The Republican Party works for themselves, and they like things like plush carpets in their offices better than they like not having people get evicted on Christmas.
Okay.
I feel like outlawing abortion was an absurdity to begin with. And to do so, particularly in the cases of incest and rape. I'm on the phone. Particularly in the cases of incest and rape. Mm-hmm. It is torturous to women, to families.
Mm-hmm.
No one should be forced to give birth to a child that their father made them pregnant with, or their brother, or their uncle. No one should be forced to give birth to a child when they've been raped.
Okay, thank you. That answered the question. I appreciate it. And also, sometimes, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marine?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine? Sorry to ask again, right, but it's the question. Or the
again,
primary reason, the most. Oh.
The primary reason is that the Republican Party does not tend to have the interests of my family at heart.
Okay, great. Just taking note of this.
Go, stop. Stop jumping on my bed. Go ask your brother to get you some chips. Let you get some chips.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor degree over 4 years college graduate, a graduate school or advanced degree, sorry.
Some college or no degree.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. We can say independent, lean?
Yes. I lean towards Democratic voting.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, if I encounter a Republican that seems like they're going to get it right, then I wouldn't hesitate to vote for them, Republican or otherwise.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Okay, that's the last question of the survey. I really appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope you have a nice day and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.